Blog Talk Radio.
Identify friends and how to know who your real enemies are. Because the worst thing that you could ever do is mistake your friends for your enemies and mistake your enemies for your friends. Mistake your friends for enemies. Mistake your enemies for your friends. If you mistake your enemies for friends, it's going to be a long night for you, my man. If you mistake your friends for enemies, then you just lost an LA, nigga. Please. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill, sit back, relax, do your thing, tax and chill. And Stacey White, thanks for coming on through. It was good to have my eyes on you. And my man, Teacher 1130, thanks for coming through, my dude. I appreciate you stopping in every now and then. I appreciate it mucho. So tonight on the daily go get a visit show, we are talking about my enemy's enemy might be my enemy too. My enemy's enemy might be my enemy too. My enemy's enemy might be my enemy too. My enemy might be my enemy too. My enemy's enemy might be my enemy too. My enemy might be my enemy too. My enemy's enemy might be my enemy too. Yo, what you know? What you gwan do? Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. With this your daily. The Daily Go Get a Mission Show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. It's the Daily Go-Get-A-Mism Show. And I am feeling like a real man should. And I hope that you're feeling like a real woman, real man, real people, real friends should. Tonight on the Daily Go-Get-A-Mism Show, we are talking about my enemy's enemy might be my enemy too. The saying goes, the old saying goes is, my enemy's enemy is my friend. So we have been taught, shown, that when you are at odds with somebody, when you are foes with somebody, if somebody comes along and they are foes with that same person, then maybe the two of you can come together and have an understanding, a meeting of the minds, and maybe y'all can put together a plan of action to thwart that common enemy. Well, it sounds like a reasonable thing to be able to get off, doesn't it? If you don't like them and I don't like them, well, then me and you should be cool. On paper, it looks like that would be the flavor of the day. But in all reality, you know that there are different reasons that people don't like each other, number one. And number two, there should be good reasons to call somebody an enemy. If you want to declare somebody an enemy, I know for myself personally, if I declare you my enemy, it's not because we can't get along. It's not because we have had a misunderstanding. It's not because we have a disagreement. In order to be my enemy, I have to feel like you don't mean me any good. I have to feel like if you saw me out in the world and in trouble, then you would help the trouble out, not me. I have to feel like you are not in my corner no matter what. Even if I was paying you, you would not be down for me. You would not advocate for me. It would be like if you were my lawyer, you would sell evidence against me to the prosecution. Do you understand? That's my enemy. And sometimes, a lot of times, oftentimes, people mistake people who are like that for their friends. They don't know. They don't know. So what we're going to do tonight is we're going to try to do a little exercise, do some exercises that will allow us or help us to identify who our friends are and who our enemies are. How y'all feeling? My man, Jeff Hawk. My man, Jeff. My dude. My brother. Yeah. Yo. Good to see me some you. Incidentally, I consider anybody who comes and patronizes this show on a regular basis outright to be a friend. Now, I'm sure I may have some enemies in the background that are just hating like crazy. But if you're tuning in that much, you're my kind of enemy. I wish you would hit the like button or even the dislike button, the thumbs down. It doesn't really matter. It still causes the same algorithm because you was here. You was here. Here, baby. You was here, baby. So here we are. The Daily Go Get a Mission Show. And we're talking about my enemy's enemy might be my enemy too. You know what I mean? It shouldn't be easy for somebody to become your enemy. It should not be easy for somebody to declare you an enemy or for you to declare somebody an enemy. Now, that's just my opinion. Some people may believe that it don't take a lot for a person to be an enemy. For me, it does. And I think that it should be. It should take a battery of circumstances in order for somebody to become your enemy. Because somebody who is your enemy, like I said, they don't wish you well. They don't want anything good to happen to you, for you, around you. concerning you. They wish you bad. They hope that something terrible happens to you, and they hope that it happens soon. And don't you come too soon. What's up, WEC 1979, a summer. No, a number, another summer. Get down. Sound of the funky drummer. So, yeah, you know, I think declaring somebody an enemy is a serious thing. And I think that is something that you should really, really take into serious consideration when you start to make that declaration. You know, like you have to have a deeper understanding of what being an enemy means, what it entails, what it involves before you declare somebody an enemy. Now, this is just me talking. You know, maybe my opinion isn't etched in stone, and maybe it doesn't mean a hill of beans to the next person that's listening. But if you're the type of person that makes enemies, that declares people to be enemies just because you don't like them, or just because they don't agree with you, or they don't support you. Not saying that your enemies, okay, yeah, you wouldn't expect your enemy to support you or be in support of you. However, just because they don't support you doesn't make them your enemy. A lot of people who I know personally, hundreds of people, in fact, do not listen to my show on a regular basis. That doesn't make them an enemy. Well, you ain't support me. You know I'm out here trying to do this thing or whatever, and you're not giving me no support. That doesn't make you an enemy. Now, even if you was hating on my shit, like, yo, man, I don't like that show. That show corny. He talking about that dumb shit. That's why ain't nobody listening to that shit. That shit corny. Nobody want to hear that shit. That doesn't even make you my enemy. That's an opinion. You may not think that the show is worth watching. I can't be mad at that. I'm not selling what you want to buy. Simple as that. That doesn't make you my enemy. Now, here's what would make you my enemy. Yo, I know where you live at. And after the show, we should come by and get him. Or, you know, things of that ilk. Things like setting you up to get robbed. Setting you up to be hurt. You know, stealing from you. Souring your name. Making sure that you look bad in front of other people. Making you look like, basically defaming your character. Defaming your character is bigger than not having anything good to say about somebody. Because I could be the type of person that you don't have anything good to say about. Maybe I just don't move the way that you think that I should move or whatever. That doesn't make you an enemy. But when I'm doing good work, when I'm doing good deeds, and you're going back and telling people he's not really doing any good. He's only doing this good so he can have something else. Like, yo, do not let that man take your kids to Chuck E. Cheese because he's a rapist. You know, he's a child molester, shit like that. That's an enemy. That's an enemy. That's a serious, serious enemy. And that's something that an enemy would do. That's bigger than not liking somebody. That's bigger than having a disagreement. That's big. That's different than being at odds. I've been at odds with family members. It didn't make him my enemy. I've been at odds with my friends. It didn't make it an enemy. I've been at odds with colleagues, coworkers. It didn't make them my enemy. Don't get me wrong. Some of them are my enemy. Or should I say, have been my enemy. Many display enemy-like behavior. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. When I speak about being an enemy, I'm talking about it in the organic sense. You know what I mean? Just like I said, you know, here you are spending all your money at Dave and Buster's or Chuck E. Cheese or whatever. you know, trying to help somebody co-parent or trying to help somebody, you know, show their children a good time. Maybe they don't have the resources to be able to do it themselves. So you helping out. You're helping the village out. You're doing the village thing. And they running back telling people that people shouldn't allow their children to be around you because you may harm their children. That's an enemy. That is an enemy. That is an enemy. An enemy is not, yo, man, you can't sing, even though you believe in your heart of hearts that you're a good singer. That doesn't make them an enemy. They don't like your voice. They don't feel like you can sing. It's not an enemy. It might be a hater, but a hater and an enemy ain't the same thing. Although an enemy definitely has hater ingredients in that soup. Definitely has hater. That hater ingredient, but it doesn't alone make him or her your enemy. You know, when you have consistent proof that someone has been consistently doing you dirty, snaking you out, shitting on you, fucking you over, doing you dirty, messing you around. Now that's a hater. I'm sorry. That's an enemy. That's an enemy, and that's strong. So I'm real careful when I talk about, you know, who's my enemy and who's not. If I call you my enemy, you can best believe I got a file on you. I have a record on you. We're not talking about one or two incidents. Like, I know for a fact and can prove that you don't mean any good by me. That's why I don't have a lot of enemies, but I have some that I can name, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not one of those people who runs around just calling anybody my enemy just because they don't agree with me or because they don't like me or I don't like them or because I don't like their ways or they don't like mine. Like, that doesn't make you an enemy. We might not be friends, but just because we're not friends doesn't mean that we're enemies. You have to do something in order to be an enemy. It takes work. You got to put in work. You got to put in work. Enemy work. Where I can be like, oh, you more than a hater. You really are against me. I know. You against me. Oh. What's going on, Cherry, Dana? Cinderella, Dana. All right. Jeff Hawkins says, hold on. Jeff Hawkins says, I hope to have no enemies, but for sure, I have many haters. Yeah, man, come on now. You know, you ain't... If you're doing something thorough, if you're doing something hot, if you're doing something good, if you're doing something helpful, if you're doing something different, you're going to have haters. Sometimes people hate on you because they don't understand. They don't understand. Yeah, some people just don't understand. They don't understand your flow. They don't understand what makes you an individual. So they hate on it. Like, don't make them an enemy. That don't make them an enemy. Not just because of that. Now, they want to run around, you know, telling people, spreading rumors about you, you know, having nothing good to say about you. They definitely may have that that enemy ingredient in them. But there are levels to this thing, baby. There are levels to this thing, baby. So we're going to get into those levels. How do you know who your enemies are? How do you know who your friends are, star? How do you know when your enemy can see you? Keep your enemies close? No, hell no. And, you know, the title of this show is My Enemy's Enemy Might Be My Enemy Too. And I got that from, well, I ain't really get it from that. But you know that old saying, keep your enemies close, keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer. I don't know who thought of that dumb shit. I don't know who thought of that dumb. I believe that that saying is dumb. I don't think that is helpful. I think it's counterproductive. I think that is destructive. Why would you keep your enemy, someone who does not mean you well in any way, why would you keep them close to you? And people say, you keep them close so you can keep an eye on them. Well, why are you interested in your enemies? In your enemies' dealings, your enemies' ways, your enemies' doings. You just so nosy that you want to see what your enemy is doing? So the ideology behind that is that if I have my enemies close, I can see what they're doing, so I can keep them from hurting me. I'm like, how you gonna keep them from hurting me? They close range. So you kept that shot from long range to close range where they won't miss. No, that's not what I'm saying, oh. I'm like, are you sure? That's not what you're saying, because that's absolutely what I'm hearing. You keeping your enemies in close range, right there in firing range. Where they can't miss. They can't miss. Make sure y'all hit that like button, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Hit the like. Hit the like. Hit the like. It doesn't cost anything to hit the like. So can you do that for me for real, all right? I will do it for you. As a matter of fact, if you got a page, I'll come on through. But I need y'all to hit that like button, please. I will do it. That's for y'all. Don't freeze. Hit the like button, share the show, subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. It is the daily go-get-a-mism show. And we're talking about my enemy's enemy might be my enemy too. My enemy's enemy might be my enemy too. All right. So, yeah. So we're talking a little bit about how you can identify your enemies. Do you know how to identify your friends? You know, and once again, one of the worst things that you can do is mistake your enemies for your friend and mistake your friends for your enemies. That's one of the worst things that you could ever do. And that's one of the things I pray for at night. You know, please, never let me mistake my enemies for my friends or my friends for my enemies. And you know people have done it. Plenty of people have done it. My big sis, Robbie Ming, is here to do what thinks she's something like a queen for a king. And Shirley Sherrill, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. I said Shirley Sherrill, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Shirley Sherrill, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Shirley Sherrill, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Glad you came on through. Glad to see you, girl. What's going on, my? I say. What's going on, my goodness? But yeah. How do you know who your real friends are? People cut people off from being friends with them all the time. Talking about such and such is a snake. Such and such is a backbiter. Such and such ain't no good. People are quick to unfriend somebody in real life and on social media. on social media, you know it. You could either say that nobody's your friend on social media, or you can say that everybody's your friend on social media. It's hard to qualify that. It's hard to know for sure. But one thing is for sure. You can mistake your friends for your enemies or your enemies for your friends in any and on any platform. But if you're the type of person to declare somebody your friend just because y'all agree, or just because they did something for you, or just because this, that, and the third, just because they're cute, just because they're popular, just because you clout chasing and they're allowing you to pick up clout. If you're that type of person, you probably don't need friends because you don't understand how friendship works. You don't understand how friendship reciprocates. You don't necessarily have to buy a friend something and then they buy you something back. But what I mean by reciprocating is you send out friendly signals and they send back friendly signals to you. Your friends want to see you succeed. You understand? This is not a hard one. Friends want to see you succeed. They want to see you doing well. They want to see you in good health. They want to see you with love in your life. They want to see you happy and content. They want to see you satisfied. They want to see you ambitious. They want to see you reaching your goals. That's what friends do. They want to be supportive of you. They want to be there. When you win, they want to be there cheering you on. And until you win, they're cheering you on, encouraging you, inspiring you, supporting you, wanting to be there. That's how you know who your friends are. Some people think that friends are friends. They drink or smoke with each other. Drink or smoke with one another. That don't mean they're your friend. Those same friends will roll you a dust blunt. And for those who don't understand that type of lingo, that means they rolled you a blunt and put angel dust in there and didn't tell you. That's a friend? Oh, yeah, we thought it'd be funny to have you tripping out. You call yourself a friend doing that kind of shit? Nah. No good. No good. So ain't the kind of friend that I would want. But these are some people who are identified as friends by some people. These are the type of people that get labeled as friends. Wait a minute. Okay. Okay, wait. Oh, shit. Okay. Y'all talking. This is good. Y'all talking. Oh, thanks, Stacy. She said, nice shirt, Omar. Thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate it a lot. Okay. It just says, I agree. I have more haters than enemies. I hear that. All right. Jeff Hawkins also says, now that's pure evil, doing the devil's work. My third eye is very elite. Yeah, so you was probably talking about when I was saying how people are talking bad about your motivations to other people. So making it sound like anything that you're doing, which might be good, ain't even good. That ain't good. Cal Chamberlain says, an enemy will try to destroy you in any way they can. Yes, they will. And they will keep at it, Carol. That's the thing. An enemy won't stop or chill or cease to be an enemy. They will keep trying to fuck you up. They will keep trying to fuck you over. They will keep trying to hurt you. They will keep trying to get you in trouble. They will keep trying to get you in uncomfortable situations where you're squirming and fidgety and nervous and scared and anxious. They want to see you in fear. They want to see, they want to see you in fear. They want to see you in crisis. And they get angry if they can't accomplish it. Clear enemy. So friends. Friends want the exact opposite of that. They don't want to see you afraid. They don't want to see you lacking motivation. They don't want to see you complacent with mediocrity. They don't want to see you not living up to your potential. They don't want to see you not doing well. They don't want to see you heartbroken. They don't want to see you a malcontent. They don't want to see none of that. They want to see you doing good. When my team win, I win. When I win, my whole team win. That's how your friends are. They want to pick you on their team. They want you on their team. A yes, yes, yeah. By the way, if y'all would like to call into the show, the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. And don't forget to hit the like button. Don't forget to hit that like button. Hit the like button, y'all. And don't forget to share the show. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. We are talking about on this fantastic Friday, Flashback Friday. Thank God it's Friday. My enemy's enemy might be my enemy too. So right now we're talking about how to identify your friends. How do you know who your friends are? It's not that your friends never criticize you. Your friend might even hate on you. Doesn't mean that they're your enemy. Just hating a little bit. A little bit. You get something that your friend didn't get. Or y'all was both going for something at the same time and you got it first. They hating a little bit. Not a lot. They hating a little bit. Oh, man, you went out and copped the orange Range Rover. You knew I wanted that orange shit with the peanut butter interior. You got the orange Range. Orange. The orange Range Rover with the peanut butter interior. You knew I wanted that shit. Yeah, he ain't knowing you. But he ain't, he ain't hoping that you smash up your damn ride. That's not what he doing, or she. They just know they got to get a different color with different interior. All right, my man got the red Range Rover with the peanut butter interior. Fuck. I'm gonna get the Maserati SUV. I'ma get the Porsche Cayenne. Say I'ma get the Benz. Damn. And I'ma get the coconut. No. Alright. Yeah. Okay. I'ma get the Maserati SUV. And I'm going to get the Coco interior. That's what I'm going to do. Since he done already got the Range. He done already copped the Range, baby. He done copped the Range, baby. Jeff Hawkins says many cut you off or declare you an enemy or not a friend. When you're not feeding their ego. Yeah. Norris Hill says, I had a friend from Chicago, but used to sit. Wait a minute. Oh, I had a friend in from Chicago that used to say that. He's been gone for 16 years now. Damn. Yeah, so he used to say, keep your enemies close. You know, Tupac used to say that. I mean, coincidence? I think not. Why would you want your enemies to be close? What are they doing for you? Up close. Keeping you in, they got you in stabbing, backstabbing distance. I mean, backstabbing range. You can't stab nobody in the back from far away unless you good with the knife. Like I can throw the knife, make it land right between the shoulder blade. Other than that, man, Norris, you be taking it there. He said, let the poppers pop and the breakers break. We're two cool cats. It's like that. That's the way it is. So get the hell back. We cause a hard time for sucker MCs because they don't make no songs like these. Period. King of Rock was a dope song, wasn't it? I used to love King of Rock. I was like, yo, this is one of the greatest beats ever. Rock music with rap songs. Wow. Who would have thunk it? And the music was really, really good. I tell you, that Rick Rubin, what a guy. Jeff Hawkins says, strategically, you shouldn't ever keep them close unless you choose to destroy them. That's the only way I would keep them close. Cal Chingler says, at Sun, that's why you don't tell everybody everything. You could be giving your enemy ammunition to use against you. Okay. That's what's up. Okay. Robbie Ming says, you have to be a friend to have a friend. Interesting. Cal says it, Robin, exactly. Some can't be friends because they don't know how to be a friend. You just want to get in your life for the benefits you might give them. Jeff Hogan says, my heart just isn't built that way, the way of a buster. It's funny. I used the word buster earlier today. Like, man, you was a buster. I love to be the best friend as you are to me. That's what's up. That's what's up. Jeff Hawkins says, okay, Carol Simley says, as son, that's envy. Oh, yeah. But he copped the orange Range Rover with the peanut butter interior. You know I wanted the peanut butter. It's a little hate. Not a lot, just a little bit. Jeff says, some people have truly been treated in life that sometimes, some people have truly been ill-treated in life that sometimes becomes embedded in their deepest depths of their souls. It consumes them till they know no better. You know what, that's true. But I'm not giving them that way out. Fuck it. If you've hated on people all your life, you know you a hater. And you know where it has gotten you. You know where it has gotten you. And if that answer is nowhere, why would you continue it? Because maybe that's in the depths of their souls. But I'm a victim's advocate. I'm not trying to hear that shit about what somebody did to, you know, why somebody is built to do this, that, and the third to you. I don't want to hear that shit. Nope. Sure don't. I'm a victim's advocate. You didn't do anything to be hurt, to deserve to be hurt. I'm not about to develop a rehabilitation program for this snake ass bastard. No, no, no. No, no. Okay. Robbie Ming says, a real friend don't agree with you all the time. They tell you the truth. Jeff Hawkins says, don't need that negative energy around me. I hear that. Carol says, Jeff, that's when I cut them off. No negativity around here. Word. Emily, she said, somebody called me at the beginning. Oh, there you go. Here you go. All right. Okay. Cheryl says, do you really have to know what a friend is in order to be a friend? I did a lot of nice things for people just being me, and they said I was a good friend. Can friendship be one-sided? Hell yeah, friendship can be one-sided. Matter of fact, you can be friends with your enemy, and that's the problem. You can be a friend with your enemy, or should I say friend to your enemy. You don't know he's your enemy. You think he's your friend or she. You don't know. You just happy-go-lucky, you know, happy to be here. Meanwhile, this person is setting you up to be killed, whether it's physically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally. Yeah, they set you up for nothing but failure. They don't want to see you do nothing good, nothing right, nothing special, nothing live, nothing. They don't want nobody to love you because they don't. Meanwhile, you running around calling them your friend. How many of y'all has thought that you was cool with somebody? How many of y'all have thought that y'all was cool with somebody only to find out that person, you know, you kept finding out from this person, that person, whatever, that this person don't mean you no good. They don't have nothing good to say about you. And the stories are consistent and by people who don't know each other. How many of y'all have experienced that? I know I have. Like, this ain't a good look. This ain't a good look at all. Okay. My enemy's enemy might be my enemy too. That can happen when the enemy might be in you. My enemy's enemy is my enemy too. That might happen when the enemy isn't you. My enemy's enemy might be my enemy too. That's what happens when the enemy is in you. Because if you are shallow and petty and the enemy of your enemy is shallow and petty, y'all might both have that in common. It doesn't mean that y'all won't shallow and petty each other to death and make enemies out of each other. It doesn't mean that. It don't mean that. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. That's what a lot of people don't seem to realize. So, yeah, just because somebody is an enemy of, or just because somebody is a mortal enemy of somebody that you don't like, it doesn't mean that they're going to like you. They might be a hater too. Or let's say you're not a hater, but they might be a hater, and that might be why they're the enemy of your enemy. You think you're going to kick it with this hater? Might not be the best idea. Just might not be. Might not be the best thing for you to do. Might not be. Norris Hill says, I just thought about that scene in The Godfather. You broke my heart. Carol says, as son, they will eventually reveal themselves Yep, for sure. They will. But will it be in enough time for you to be able to get out of harm's way? Will they reveal themselves in enough time before you spend all your money on them or invest in them? Will they reveal themselves in enough time for you to be able to secure your good health, your protection, your family, your loved ones, your property? Will they reveal themselves in enough time for you to be able to take decisive action to be able to protect yourself, you and yours? Because I believe that that's what you have to concern your wealth, yourself with more than anything. So yeah, so the people who are always running around here declaring people their friend, and for the people who are running around here all the time declaring somebody their enemy. Oh yeah, yeah, I ain't friends with such and such no more. They a snake. I ain't friends with such and such no more because, you know, he grimy, he slimy, he. Yeah. That part right there. Robbie Ming says, that's why my circle is very small. Mm-hmm. Okay. Carol says, people throw the word friend around too. And I guess they just need love, Carol. You know, whenever I see somebody always declaring somebody their best friend, have y'all ever seen somebody like that? Everybody becomes their best friend. We was best friends for a little while. Fuck you mean? You know, sound plus rhythm done up with finesse is equivalent to the adjective best. Now it's time to introduce Neo Rhymes combined with the group with Juice Dance. You understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? No, I said, when you hear the same opinion from unrelated sources, it shouldn't be taken lightly. Man, you ain't never done lied. But some people want love so bad they'd be like, oh, they just hate it. Everybody trying to make me think that you ain't good for me. I can see the blood running down your leg from your back now. And that ain't ketchup. Robbie Robb says, well, I stay to myself. So am I my enemy's enemy? Ha ha. Ha ha. You know, when I say the enemy might be within you or the enemy might be in you, I mean, some people have to have enemies. They have to declare themselves enemies with somebody. Yeah, I mean, some people just, they have to have some type of us against them thing going on. I don't know what it is. I don't know what that's about. Well, sometimes I do know what it's about, but they can't help it. They can't help it. So it's always me against you, you against me, us against them. Hey, all right. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. No, no problem. But I'm doing my show right now, but I'll call you back when I'm done. It's all good. All right. All right, peace. That was Cassie from, you know, my vehicle's extended warranty. She was warning me. I'm like, yo, my extended warranty is about to expire. My warranty. Thanks, Kathy. My bad, y'all. Jeff Hawkins says backstabbers. Word. Yeah, but some people just have to have enemies. They can't live without it. It's always got to be like my team against your team. But not just regular competition. It's like, yo, we don't fuck with y'all. So we can't go over there. Y'all can't come over here. Respect this territory, these territorial boundaries. And when you're dealing with somebody that's like that, you're dealing with somebody that really ain't right in the head. And y'all know, we all know somebody that really ain't right in the head. They ain't right in the head. T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your sight. Word, Jeff Hawkins says. Some do it. Some do it to become relevant amongst the masses. Man, Jeff, you be dropping that shit. That shit rap. He also says, you choose a great friend by the rich quality in which it complements one another, male or female. I agree with that. Emily says, you can't step away if you need. You can step away if you need privacy. I'm good. This show is public. If I answer the phone on it, you're lucky I ain't put it on speaker. I'm glad as shit I ain't put on speaker. All right, Robin Mink says, I have two good friends in the group. When I was hospitalized last year, they were concerned about me. I appreciate and love them. I hear that. That's what's up. Robbie Ming says, that's just plain negativity. And when you get around a person who is like that, that really has that enemy within them, inside of them, just deep inside of them, you know, just in there bouncing around, causing havoc, just fucking up everything. Yeah, that is what it is. You think it won't win, it whiz. Shirley Sherrill says, they called me about the warranty on my car that got blown up two years ago. Listen, Cassie, you know, calling about your extended warranty, you know what I'm saying? See, if you'd have had that extended warranty, then your car blowing up would have got fixed. But no. You didn't buy an extended warranty. Now look at you. Now look. Narcissus says, I'd rather be lonely than be around those that don't give a fuck about me. Yes. Yes. Yes, man. Much less themselves. Word. Chill says, right, Nars. I can do bad all by myself. Frenemies, who needs them? Man, ain't no such thing as a frenemy. You either are a friend or you an enemy. Well, not necessarily. Well, yeah.
Well, not necessarily. Because you might not be somebody's friend. It doesn't mean that you're their enemy. It might just be like, well, we're not friends. We don't see eye to eye. I can't socially, I can't rock with them. Matter of fact, it irritates me to be in their presence. I just don't fuck with them like that. They be like that sometimes. Doesn't mean that, you know, my enemy. Just that, like, look, man, you go ahead and do your thing. I'm going to do my thing over here. You do your thing over there and everything will be okay. But I don't fuck with you like that. You don't fuck with me like that. And that's cool. It's all good. And he says, Jeff, is it time to be petty before the show? And you know what? You know what? You know what? So, yeah, man, shit is rad. That shit is rad, son. It's rad. Yeah. You know, my enemy's enemy might be my enemy, too. Just might be. My enemy's enemy might be my enemy, too. But the real enemy was inside of you. My enemy's enemy is my... No, my enemy's enemy might be my enemy, too. You're my enemy, and you're my enemy, their enemy, and I'm my enemy, too. Low self-esteem. Low self-esteem and feelings of low self-worth will have you declaring everybody an enemy just because you don't like yourself. But there is a difference between a hater and an enemy, and I suggest that we get familiar with it. By the way, y'all, there won't be any show this weekend because I got to work. This weekend shit, this shit didn't used to happen. What is happening now? Duty calls, duty calls, duty calls, no booty calls, duty calls, duty calls, duty calls, no booty calls, duty, duty, the duty, duty, the booty. So we will be back on Monday. So yeah, I got to work on 4th of July. Ain't that about a bitch? And no, I don't get overtime. Salary, that shit is a crime. I said, no, I don't get overtime. Salary, yo, the shit is a crime. I said, no, I don't get overtime. Yeah, salary is a crime. I said, no, I don't get no overtime. Yeah, salary is a crime, baby. Yeah, get your shine, baby. Carol says, a friend will lift you up if they feel you are down. And an enemy will hope you stay down. And if they can get away with it, they will personally kick you while you're there. And physically, like, yo, I'm actually going to kick you while you're down. Because they don't have no love, baby. They don't have no love. Crimson and clover over and over. But it is what it is. Yes. Yes, it is what it is, Shine. Still I ride, still we keep going. Still we keep going. Emily asked, where's Crystal? She was just here. I think she's sitting in that chair behind the table. Maybe. Maybe. She definitely ain't mad at me today. All right, y'all. This is what we're going to do. We're going to do these birthday shout-outs for you. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious July 2nd, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them.
making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Number one out the box. LaTanya Foster. Personally known as Tangy to all who knows her, who know her. Tangy, happy birthday to you. Turning 53 years old today, happy birthday to you. And also my man, Stacey Carver, comedian Stacey Carver, turning 51 years old today. Happy birthday to you, my brother. And my girl, Annie Sophia Henderson, happy birthday. Yay, yay. And last but not least, my man, Yusuf Jackson. Yusuf Jackson, I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious July 1st, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on it to the damn, the rock out. Rock on it to the damn, rock out. Rock on it to the damn. Thank you, do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, my enemy's enemy might be my enemy too. If the enemy do the same dumb shit that you do, and your enemy primarily too, yo, none of y'all worth shit. All of y'all through. And I suggest that y'all get some therapy. But I would never fuck with y'all like that. No, you can't marry me. Y'all got a lot of hate in your blood. It runs just like a flood, and I'm tired of that shit. It's nasty crevices and crud. Life goes on, but we ain't fucking with y'all. No, 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 no. And I say that just because I said so. I want y'all to have a great, great weekend. Since I will not be doing any shows, I won't hear from some of y'all. But, you know, I might hear from some of y'all. It's all good. It's all love. It's all wood. Please, 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 please have a happy and safe holiday weekend. You know what I'm saying? Be careful out there. Have fun out there. Kick it with your friends. Even though we didn't, you know, the president didn't make his little quota about, you know, how many people he wanted vaccinated before or by July 4th. Nonetheless, still be careful. You know, they're talking about that variant of COVID that's out there. Whatever the case may be, please be careful. I said, please, baby. Please, baby. All right. Okay. All right. So with that being said, peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all, love y'all back to life. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. Please share the show. Push the like button. Hit the like button. Oh, damn. All right. Let's go. All right, so Blog Talk, you're out of here. Holla back. Peace. One. And...